Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
So last week, our brother Bill spoke on Luke 24, and it was very encouraging. And it made me go back this week and look at that chapter, and hoping that we can find source of encouragement from this chapter. And I wanted to go off of what he was speaking about in verse 8, when it says, "And they remembered his words." I think as we go through this world, we will find discouragement. We will find times of fear and discouragement. But I think it's important for us to turn to the Word of God in order to get that source of encouragement and to also be built up. And I think the first thing that we should start off with in this chapter is they remembered his words. And so we know, well, I'll read pockets of it. I won't read the whole chapter because it's a lot of verses, about 50 verses. But so here in the beginning, in verse 1, it says, "Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they had certain other women with them and came to the tomb bringing spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb, and they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by him in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed their face to the earth, they said to him, 'Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. And remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hand of sinful men.' And he crucified them, and the third day he rose again. And they remembered his words. And then they returned from the tomb and told these things to 11 and to all the rest. And it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and other women with them who told these things to the apostles. And their words seemed to them like idle tales, but they did not believe him. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb, and stooping down, he saw the linen cloths laying by themselves, and he departed, marveling to himself at what had happened." And here we see, I'll just touch on this because we touched on it last week, but here the discouragement was that they had went to the Lord's tomb and he wasn't there. And what caused them encouragement in this situation was that the angel told them and reminded them about what was being said. And it says, and they remembered his words. They said they remembered what the Lord Jesus Christ said. And I think this is important for us as we read God's word, for us to remember. I'm thinking of the scripture where it says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart." You know what I'm saying? It's for us to remember God's word. When we go through times of trouble, when we go through time of discouragement, for us to look back and remember the promises, what God has done for us. But also what they did, it says they returned from the tomb and told those things to 11 and to all that were there. And I think that's another thing that we can do as we remember God's word. It's not for us to just keep it to ourselves, but to share with others, encourage others. There are other people who are going through times of trouble. There are other people who are going through times of discouragement. We can be used as encouragement to those people. So as we remember God's word, let us continue to be an encouragement to others as we go forth. Right? The next one is encouragement. So this is remembered his word. The next one is encouragement from his word. And that's in verse 27. And I'll read a little bit before. And we know this portion. This is those who were, there were two disciples walking from the road of Emmaus. And as they were walking, they were discouraged. They were discouraged by what they had happened. We know the story that, you know, they thought, you know, let's read it and we'll find a little bit about what was happening. And it says, "Now behold, two of them were traveling that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. So it was while they were converse and reason that Jesus himself drew near and went with them, but their eyes were restrained, so they did not know him. And he said to them, 'What kind of conversation is that what you have with one another as you walked on our side?' And then the one whose name was Cleopas answered and said unto him, 'And have you not known the things which happened there in these days?' And he said unto them, 'What things?' And so they said to him, 'The things concerning Jesus Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. Indeed, Besides all this, today is the third day since these things happened. Yes, and certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early, astonished when they did not find his body. They came and saying that he also had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. And certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it, just as the woman had said, but him they did not see. And then they said to him, O foolish one, slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter in his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded it to them in all the scriptures, the things concerning himself. And I would say, we start off with remembering his word, and we could also find that we can have encouragement from his word. Is that, you know, these people, they were discouraged, right? They were walking, you know, and we, as we go through this life, they're walking on this road to Emmaus, but we walk through this road of life, and we can be discouraged by the things we heard or the things that we experience. And that's what they think. They said, well, they started to doubt that Jesus was really truly who he was. And there's things that come into us as human beings. We are human beings, and we come in, we will doubt. We will doubt, we'll say, you know, well, I wonder if the Lord has really forgotten me. Why am I going through this thing? Why is this happening to me? Or why am I experiencing these things? And we go through these bouts in life. And these what they were downtrodden. But the Lord Jesus Christ was there in their midst. He came to them. And that's the thing we have to remember. Even every time of our time of discouragement or the time that we're going through, the Lord is near to us. The Lord is in our midst. The Lord is trying to reach out to us. They couldn't see him, but the Lord was there with them. And it's funny how the Lord was talking with them, and he knows everything, right? He knows everything about what's going on. And they said, well, you know, what happened? He said, what things, right? He's talking to them. He's engaging with them. He wants to know their hearts. And they were having a conversation with him. But as we go along, it says they talked about all the things that they were discouraged about. And it's sometimes it feels good to unload all our issues and all our problems on the Lord, right? Because he truly cared for us. It's sometimes we can unload our problems to somebody and they can't do anything for us, right? You know what I'm saying? You know, we could call a friend, or we could call a family member, or sometimes our parents or whoever, and we try to unload our problems. But it feels good. I'm sure they felt good to be able to speak to the Lord and Lord conversing with the Lord. Even they didn't know at that point. But it says, as they continue to talk to him, it says that when he began to open up the scriptures to them, he expounded the scriptures concerning himself. And I think that's where we have to get back to. We have to get back to the encouragement from God's word is seeing him in the scriptures. Is that the scriptures is not a fairy tale, or is not a story, or just any other book. As we learn about the Lord Jesus Christ, it encourages us. It brings encouragement to our hearts. To know that the one who died for us, the one who came down, the one who did all these things for us, he loves us so much. And I think this is the kind of thing that would bring joy to our heart. And it says he expounded to them all the scriptures concerning himself. And so that's the beautiful thing also, that every portion of scripture is about the Lord Jesus Christ from the beginning until the end. So he's talked about Moses. You would think, well, you know, sometimes when we read the Bible, we say, well, I'm going to read the New Testament because that's what, you know, you gravitate, because that is about the Lord Jesus Christ. But all scripture is about the Lord Jesus Christ. When you think about, you know, the Psalms, you know, Psalms 22, how it foretells him on the cross. When we think of the book of Jonah, how it speaks about him. You know, he said 3 days, you know, Jonah was in the whale, as I, you know, I was in the earth. And, you know, all these different things foretell the Lord Jesus Christ. And so all these things can be an encouragement to us. But it's so good to know that, first of all, that we have a Savior we can come and talk to, we can unload our problems to. But then also that every portion of Scripture, everything that we read can be encouragement to us because it's about the Lord Jesus Christ. But as we go further, it says that after, when he told them about the Scriptures, in verse 20, it says that when they drew near to the village, that they constrained him to abide with him, that they wanted him to stay with him. And that's another encouragement that we can have also, is that as we spend time with him, as we read more about the Bible with him, we don't want to leave his presence. And that's the thing, is that, you know, that's the effect of the word of God. As we get encouragement from the word of God, and I've been in times where you go through dark times, you go through times where you have, you know, dark times in your life, but having the word of God and spending time with him, it makes you don't want to leave his presence. It says that when they drew near to the vision and they were going and he indicated he would gone farther, they constrained it. Basically, they grabbed him and saying, abide with us for it toward evening and the day is far spent. And they went to stay with him. They saying to abide with us. And that's what the Lord Jesus Christ wants to do. He wants us to abide in him. He wants us to spend more time with him. And I think is that as we enjoy the scriptures more, as we get encouraged from the word of God, that we want to spend more time with him. And that's what you do when you love somebody. When you love somebody, you want to spend as much time with them as possible, right? You know what I'm saying? I remember, you know, when I was, you know, dating my wife, right? You know what I'm saying? You know, I used to travel to the... I lived in Long Island and she was in the city and I used to travel every day of Friday because I know we would go out and stuff. You didn't care. Back then they didn't have Uber, it's taxis and stuff. You're trying to get to wherever you want, but you want to spend time with that person. You want to be in that person's presence. And that's what these people felt, the disciples felt as they were encouraged from God's word, is that they wanted to spend more time with him. And that's how it starts. It starts with spending time with him. But as we go forth, it says that he spent time with them. He sat at their table. It says that he blessed it, he broke it, and gave it to them, and their eyes were opened, and they knew that he vanished from their sight. And they said to one another, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us on the road, and while he opened the scriptures to us?" And to me, this is the effect of the word of God, right? Is that when we spend time with him, that it will cause, and this burning is like a, I don't know how to explain the feeling, but it's like you want to do as much as you can for that person, right? You know what I'm saying? You know, it's like it's like somebody says, how do you know you're in love? They said, when you feel a feeling that you never felt before. It's like, it's hard to explain, right? You know what I'm saying? It's like you feel that you want to do everything you have for this person, that their hearts burn within them, that they never felt a feeling like this probably, right? And he said, while he talked with us and while he opened the scriptures to us, their hearts were burning. Is that they were on fire for Christ. Is that they wanted to do everything they can. And I think that's what will happen when we spend time with the Lord. And we have that encouragement, is that that's the effect that it has on us. We want to tell everyone. We want to go out into our neighborhoods. We want to, you know, spend with our kids. We want to tell our coworkers. We want to tell everybody about the Lord Jesus Christ. Is that their hearts were burning within them. It's like, yeah, that feeling that, you know, they want to do anything that they have. And I'm telling you, it was something amazing because they ran back and told the people. And so they rose that very hour and returned to Jerusalem, found 11 and those who were gathered with them together. So they ran back. They were walking, right? And they were discouraged as they walked, right? And they probably were walking slow, but now they ran back. Is that spiritual awakening, or that fervent desire to want to do the Lord's will? And I think that's the encouragement we can have as we spend time with him, is that that's the effect of the word of God has on us. It gives us that spiritual energy, that energy to want to do things for the Lord. And I think that's the encouragement we can have from God's word. And so, again, as we go forth, it says, so they rose at very hour, it says, and saying, the Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon. And they told about these things that had happened on the road and how he is known to them in the breaking of bread. As we go forth, it says in verse 36, and says, they said these things. Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, peace be to you. Peace to you. And now they were terrified and frightened and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And when he said to them, why are you troubled and why doubts arise in your hearts? Behold, my hand and my feet. That is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see I have. And when he said this, he showed them his hands and feet. But they, while they still not did believe for joy and marvel, he said unto them, have you any food here? And so they gave him a piece of broiled fish and honeycomb, and he took it and ate in his presence. And here we can have courage from the word of God. Is that we know that this is a world that, you know, fear is everywhere. I mean, you know, you think of fear of wars, that you look on the TV, they said the bank is going to crash. They said, you know, there's a new virus happening in this part of the world. You know, everywhere you turn on is fear and fear. They said, oh, well, you know, there's another shooting happening. You know, you know, how to protect yourself. They said maybe you need to carry a gun everywhere you go. You know, they you have to wear these type of vests. It's everywhere you look on, there's fear, right? And the world teaches you to fear, right? And I'll be honest with you, sometimes we fall prey to this thing. If we live in fear. You know, you start looking, well, you know, this person's passing my car. Sometimes I lock their door, right? I mean, you don't know if this person's coming or, you know, you want to park, you park all the way outside because nobody's near you. And they teach you to fear people. But that's not what the Lord Jesus Christ teaches us. He teaches us not to have fear. And he says, peace to you. He said, why are you troubled? Why do doubts arise in your heart? Behold, my hands and my feet. And that's the thing is that we have to believe that Lord Jesus Christ has conquered this world. You know what I'm saying? He has conquered all things. And I think in John chapter 16 and verse 33, it talks about, you know, you could be of good cheer, but I have conquered this world, right? You know what I'm saying? And we don't have to have that kind of fear. And I think that we can have courage from the word of God because we know what the Lord Jesus Christ went through. We know he has conquered all. And so we can have peace. We can have peace that passes all understanding. We can have peace in our hearts knowing that he's with us. We knowing that he is alive, right? And that's what I believe here he's trying to tell us. He said, look, I'm alive. My hands and my feet. I have died for you. I've rose again. I'm here. I'm willing to do anything I can for you. You know what I'm saying? And we could just have peace. And I think is that that's what we can have. And we can have courage from the word of God to know that we have a Savior who's living in the world today, knowing that we have a Savior that we don't have to fear anything in this world. And the Apostle Paul said it. He says, even if he were to die, right? You know what I'm saying? It's far better. We're with the Lord Jesus Christ. We have nothing to fear. We don't have to fear death. We don't have to fear anything. And that's what the world is trying to put fear in. Fear of death. We don't have to fear death. Well, you know, we can have fear. Well, the bank will crash and our money will go and all these different things. But you know what? The Lord says that he will care for us, right? That's something else that we learned about last week. Is that he says he will care for us. He says that he cares for the lilies of the field. He cares for all these birds of the air, all these different things. He will care for us. So even though we think like we can control all these things, God is in control, right? And so we can have peace. And that's the words that we can take from God's word, the courage that we can take, peace to you. Is that we don't have to have turmoil in our hearts or fear because he says that we can have peace. And then we can have comfort in his word. And that's in verse 44. It says, then he said to him, these are the words which I spoke to you while I still were with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. And that's the thing is that we can have comfort that God's word will always be true. Is that, you know, look, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. We don't know. We don't know what's going to, you know, we don't know what's going to happen the next second, the next minute, right? But we can have all assurance that whatever God's word says will come to pass, right? He says that he will come for us, right? He says that, you know, he says that when we die, that we will be in heaven. You know what I'm saying? These are promises that are in God's word, and we know that they will come to pass. And so we don't have to look at all these things and say, well, you know, this might happen and this might happen or this might happen. We know what's going to happen from God's word. For our future has been secured by the blood of Christ. And so we don't have to worry about all these different things. They will happen. And we know if these things happen, we know the Lord will take care of us. But we know that we will die one day. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die and after that the judgment. We know that we'll all die, but we know also that we all will arise, right? If we are believers, each and every one of us, we know for assurance that the Lord Jesus Christ said we will arise and we will be with him. And so we can be encouraged by that. We can have comfort in that. And that's what in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 18, he says, comfort one another with these words. Comfort, we're supposed to comfort one another with these words, knowing that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back for us, and we can be encouraged through that. So we can have comfort from his word. But also, I want to talk about the benefits of the word of God, reading the word of God. And there's a couple of things that happen, right? When he opened the scriptures to them, what happened is that it says their eyes were opened, right? And that's the thing, is that sometimes as believers, we get blinded by the things that we see or the things of this world, right? But the way our eyes can be opened the way our eyes can be seen, you know what I'm saying, we can see things, is by reading God's word. It says, lean not on your own understanding, but all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. We don't know which way to go, right? The way we know which to go is by reading God's scriptures, by reading the word of God. But so that's another benefit of the word of God. The benefit of the word of God is our eyes being opened. The next one is that it says that as they read, as it says in 45, in verse 45, it says he opened their understanding. And that's another thing, is that we don't know certain things that are going on in our life. We may be going through a state of life and we say, we don't know. I don't understand why this is happening to me. Read God's word. It says that their understanding was opened. And that's another thing, a benefit of the word of God, is that he can open our eyes. He can open up our understanding. And then another benefit of the word of God, I would say, is that, and they told about these things that had happened on the road, and how he was open, he was known to them in the breaking bread. And I said, and another thing I would say a benefit is that he opens our lips. He gives us words in which to say. And so there's a benefit that we can have as we read God's word, that he opens up our eyes, open up our understanding, and he opens up our lips to be able to tell others. Because we can't encourage other people if we don't know the word of God, right? We have to know the word of God. And as we know the word of God, he opens up our lips to encourage others and to be able to encourage others. But opening up our understanding to be able to understand what he's saying, but also to be able to understand our circumstance and be able to encourage others. And then I would say the last one is assurance from his word, assurance from his word. And it says in verse 46, and it says, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and a remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you endued with the power from on high. And here we have the assurance of the word, assurance of the word of God. Here it says Christ is supposed to suffer and to rise from the third day. And it says that, and you are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but I tarry in the city until you are endued with the power from on high. And so what's the assurance of his word? That he has given us his spirit. And that's the deposit he has given to each and every one of us. We do not live this Christian life on our own, right? He has deposited his Holy Spirit into each and every one of us. As soon as you get saved, the Holy Spirit is living inside you. And that's the power in which we have. The same power that rose the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead is the same power that's living within us. And that same power is how we can live this Christian life. And I always love Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. It says, nevertheless, not I live, but Christ who liveth within me. Is that that's the power in which we have to live this Christian life. And that's the assurance that we have from his word, that first of all, that he's going to come back for us. And assurance that we have that he lives within us is his deposit of the Holy Spirit. And he says that he endued from power on high. But also the word promise, that is a promise, right? That he's coming back for us. And that's the thing. All the promises of the Lord are going to be fulfilled. They will be fulfilled and they will be done. And that's the thing, is that there's promises all throughout scripture that we can look at, and that, you know, there's many promises that we have that we can draw on in times of discouragement, in times of fear or anything that we're going through. And these are just simple encouragements we can have as we read this chapter. And as we talked about last week, the remembering his word, really, I really thought about it, and I said, remembering his word. That's the thing that we have to remember. It's good to know. I mean, I've known scriptures from when I was a little boy, right? You know, you grow up in a Christian home and your parents, you know, read the scriptures with you. But it's always to remember it. Remember it. Hide it in your heart. You know, hide it in your heart so you may not sin against the Lord. But also we have different other things. We have encouragement from his word. We have the effect of his word, how he gives us that spiritual energy to want to do more things for him. The comfort from his word, the assurance of his word, the courage from his word, and also the benefits of his word. And I think as we look through this chapter, you can be encouraged, and hopefully that these things will give you that spiritual energy to want to do more for the Lord Jesus Christ. My father always tells me, he says, only what's done for Christ will last. know what I'm saying? Is that you may try to do everything in this world, or try to acquire everything, or try to do different things, or you may try to avoid things. We're, as human beings, we like to avoid uncomfortable situations also. But the Lord is calling us to have peace, to have courage. And you can find all these things in your word. Go to his word and find what you're lacking, what you're looking for. You'll find it all in his word. May you be encouraged. For his name's sake, amen.